Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Ford. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting seventh. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Castro. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Silva. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Harden. And now, play ball. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mauer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Castro moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ford. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosby moves to second. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to third. Payton moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Peyton scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it and throws to third for the out. Scudero moves to second. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Melhus pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Adam Melhus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melhus hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Silva fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morneau out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Payton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keelty is 0-for-1 in the game. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scudero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Halsey now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halsey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maurer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maurer hits a line drive into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Silva covering, for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chavez strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Melhus is 0-for-1 in the game. Melhus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Melhus moves to second. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kubel is 0-2 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halsey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Ayer now pitching. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on 4. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. Keelty is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scudero is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scudero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Keelty moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denys Reyes now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to Maurer, who tags Johnson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Melhus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crosby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive towards the mound. Halsey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maurer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Payton moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Payton moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-4 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Payton scores. Scudero moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-4 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a line drive into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Mike Redmond pinch hits for Luis Rodriguez. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.